When you feel closed off by shut doors, stop focusing on the door. Stop putting all your thoughts and attention on that thing that keeps saying no.
You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Hi everyone, I'm so happy to be meeting with you here again, right here at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I'm honored to have this opportunity to share with you some of the most important life lessons that I've learned to be true in my life and in the lives all around the world. Today, we're going to be starting a series called Navigating. Life is all about navigating, isn't it? We're always moving, always on our journey, different chapters, and we need to know how to steer ourselves as we go, and that's what we're going to be starting today. But before we jump into that, I want to say thank you to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee. Not only does Storyville make the best quality top coffee in the world, in my opinion, I know it to be true for many years, but they also share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place. They love everybody, and they're helping right now to fight human trafficking. With every purchase of coffee, Storyville is donating to multiple organizations leading the charge against human trafficking worldwide and in the state of Washington. And I'm honored to be partnering with them on this journey. And right now, as my listener, you can receive 50% discount right now off your first shipment order of coffee delivered right to your door. K-cups, Nespressos, and whole beans roasted all here. It's amazing. Storyville.com/Nick and enter the promo code Nick for your discount today. Thank you, Storyville, for the incredible work you're doing, and thank you for the incredible coffee. So, my friends, in the last few episodes, we worked together on creating and executing a game plan for our lives. We figured out the basic needs we have and made a plan to meet those needs. We figured out the short-term and long-term goals that we have, and we calculated the process to actually reach them. And then we started walking out these new changes in our lives, and we found that it can be difficult to stay consistent, so we focused in on turning these changes into habits. And we said last episode, it takes 30 days to form a habit. So most of us are still in the part of that journey. But as we continue double downing on our discipline and maintaining these new routines, we're going to begin looking at another natural part of this process. Ready? Rejection. Yeah, I hate that word, rejection. Today, I'm going to address something that many of you are probably facing right now. You've probably faced it several times before, and you're probably going to face it several times again. We all get rejected in life. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, life somehow has a way of handing out a lot of no's before it gives you a yes. So today we're going to be talking about the best ways to navigate through the rejections in our life. As you're stepping out into the world, maybe for a new job, a new relationship, a new you, you're going to face obstacles. Now, let me rephrase that. To be a little bit more blunt, you are going to face rejection. If you're trying to get a new job, let's say you're one of the millions of people who just got laid off. Your company just went under. Your business just isn't picking back up. And so now you're in a place where you need to get a job. Let me tell you right now, as someone who has been around the world in a lot of rooms with a lot of people in a lot of different industries, you are going to be told no by someone. For something you're completely qualified for, I'm sorry, but you will. You're going to be rejected from something that you know you can do, that maybe you've already done. something that you have the skills for and the focus for and the passion for doing. And regardless of the fact, you're absolutely qualified for it. It doesn't matter. You will get a no. Why am I saying this? Sounds pretty negative, really harsh. My friends, I'm saying it because it's actually real. We know sometimes life ain't fair. Look at Walt Disney and how long it took him before he could sell a single cartoon. Look at the famous athletes who had to try out again and again and again before any team would take them. Look at the famous actors and writers who had to struggle and work multiple jobs to pay rent because no one wanted their work. See, my friends, being qualified for something does not immediately equate to being hired for it. And that's an important thing to know and to understand right now as you begin navigating this stormy season. Because if you take every no as an indicator of whether or not you're capable of doing that thing or deserving of that position, eventually, after enough rejection, you'll actually frightfully stop believing in yourself. And you'll suddenly find yourself looking around and asking, is there anything I can do? Is there anything I'm good at? If I can't get hired at this, maybe I'm just not good enough. And I shouldn't even be trying. And that is what I want you to avoid by telling you right now, you're gonna be rejected. And that is okay. Why? Because if you're qualified and if you're driven and you're consistent and you're disciplined and you're passionate, guess what? Eventually, you will find the yes you've been waiting for. But you can't give up too soon and you won't ever get there if you do give up. It's times like this with as much uncertainty and changes we're facing, you had better be ready for a lot of no's before you see that yes. The same is true in relationships, in finding a partner. You're going to be facing rejection sometimes. You're going to be told no, that you're not the right one. And you can't let that define who you are and what you are and what you deserve and where you're going. You have to reshape the way you look at rejection so that when you do get that no, you can navigate around it and through it and from it to get to where you really want to go. We've all heard the famous line, when one door closes, another one opens. Also, like the other version of that, when God shuts a door, he opens a window. Sometimes it feels like all I can get are windows, right? Sometimes it feels like the doors that I'm wanting just won't budge. And so my only way and option sometimes is to crawl through a window. But friends, let me tell you something about windows. You know what comes through a window that normally doesn't come through a door? Light, sunshine, warmth. Windows are made to let light in, to give you a vision of what's around you, no matter where you are. And sometimes in life, when you feel closed off from where you want to be, all you really need in that moment is a little silver lining or some light, a small vision of what could be just ahead of you. What I'm saying to you, my friends, is that in a season of rejection, in a season full of no's, sometimes we have to learn to appreciate and take the opportunities that feel like a window compared to the door we wanted. Meaning sometimes the job opportunities that you do have, despite it not being the one you really want, or the one you really deserve, or even the one you had, sometimes that little opportunity that seems secondary and undesirable is really just the sort of change that you need right now. Sometimes that little bit of change in any direction is enough to get momentum back into your life, to get hope back into the sails, to push you further. Because we have that option, we all have that option to sit in front of the closed door, shake our heads, cry, headbutt that door, and say, life is unfair because that door just simply won't open. We could do that. And it might cost us years. Because the longer you stare at that closed door, the more you forget what's on the other side. Maybe there's a back door. Maybe it is a window. All you can see sometimes, though, is that giant, fat, ugly no plastered right in front of your face, and it can start to consume your mind, your emotions, and your dreams. But my friends, I'm not going to allow you to do that to yourself. I'm encouraging you to do something different when you feel surrounded by rejection. When you feel closed off by shut doors, stop focusing on the door. Stop putting all your thoughts and attention on that thing that keeps saying no. Turn your head, pivot, look around you. This is how we navigate tough times, my friends. This is how we navigate rejection. We recognize that when we've hit a barrier and we look around to find our next step, you are applying for the same job at 40 different companies and they've all said no, and you're saying right now to yourself, great, what's another job I could do? Not for a lifetime, not forever, just for right now. You got to keep on moving. Think, what's another industry that I could maybe use my skill and personality that I have? My friend, why not start looking for a job over there? Keep moving. Maybe you got to think of someone else that you know that may have a connection for you. Who in your community or network has some sort of tie to that industry? Keep moving. See where I'm getting at? What I'm saying to you is that when you are facing rejection, the first thing you do isn't to stop. You keep moving. We navigate through the storm. We don't freeze. We navigate. We don't sink in it. We keep sailing. This is how my mind works right now from a lifetime of facing barriers of rejection. It's my reframing. It's my rewiring in my brain because I've had that many no's. I just don't stop anymore. Sure, I might pause and go through a time of cloudiness and maybe even panic and emotions, but I go back to the plan. I go back to the goals. I go back to the things that make me ignited in passion. I see opportunities. I don't look at closed doors and just cry. I turn my head and I move in a different direction. Maybe you can't find the partner you want. Well, where you haven't been looking, that might be the answer that you need. What sort of habits have you formed that may not be helping? Let's have a self-awareness, honest reflection. What kind of personal growth could you be doing in the meantime while you're waiting? I'm not saying that the perfect answer to your problem is waiting right around the corner or right beside you. I'm saying that there is an answer right beside you. I am telling you right now that sometimes the road to success is a longer road than we expected or than we wanted. And I'm saying that sometimes you have to take detours and go a little off the course that you thought that you wanted to stay on, but that the key to reaching your goal to success is, my friends, to keep moving. As I say in Nemo, that's it. Keep swimming, keep swimming. Navigate through the storm to get to the other side. Take the window out of the room if you can't open the door. A little change in a bad situation is better than just sitting in it, right? And my friends, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, or whether it's a few years from now, you are going to get into a bad situation. That's life. You're going to be faced with a difficult rejection. And my prayer for you is that you would keep choosing to keep moving through it and that you would navigate around the rejection and take the opportunity you have at hand to get to the next stage so that you don't end up stuck in the yuck waiting on a door that may never open. These are doors to your success that will open, and I promise you that. They may not be the doors you're knocking on right now, and that's okay. It may take a few more detours. It may take you crawling out through a few more windows before you can reach the doors you're actually looking for. But it is indeed only a matter of time and determination. My friends, I am determined to keep meeting you here every week to help encourage you, equip you, and guide you on the way with the wisdom and hope that I've received through my life in my journey through the world. Never, ever give up. You see the sign behind me? Never, ever give up. My friends, keep swimming, keep going, keep sailing. You're going to get through this. Join me next Monday as we continue navigating our lives onto a better future. I pray you have a wonderful week of discipline, hope, change, and new habits that bring you towards new heights in your life. I'll see you next time right here on the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Love you so much. Have a great day. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.